All right, folks, welcome to Nino's Corner.tv. I'm joined with Larry Ballard once again. We did a segment on the collapse of China. Now we're going to be talking about the collapse of America, collapse of America's dollar, how this is going to play out, and then the rebuilding of America and how that's going to play out. Now, the rebuilding of America is going to go on .tv because we're going to talk about some things that could be considered conspiracy, might be a little too hot for YouTube. But Larry, thank you so much for joining me. It's a pleasure to have you back on. Thank you.
Thank you, Nino. Appreciate it.
Folks, you got to get all of get all of one. But first, we partnered with Gundry MD to share this information with you. As you know, I do a lot of commercials with Gundry. Would you believe me if I told you inside your pantry right now is one of the healthiest foods on the planet? Yep, it's true, and it's not a weird, trendy superfood. Spoiler alert, it's actually olive oil. You're probably used to cooking with it, but there's a countless ways to use olive oil to help yourself look and feel younger. I think I look pretty young, right? Not compared to the picture you saw, but earlier. Oh man. You're probably cooking with it, but there are countless ways of olive oil to help you look and feel younger. For example, olive oil is a natural way to help you achieve a more youthful appearance. I think I look pretty young for my age. Besides helping you look younger on the outside, it's a fantastic tool for your insides as well. According to Dr. Stephen Gundry, a famous cardiothoracic surgeon, nutrition expert, and health advocate, you should get as much high-quality olive oil into your daily routine as possible, whether it's taking a shot of it daily or keeping a bottle of it in your bathroom medicine cabinet. Wow. What kind of olive oil is best for your health? Well, any olive oil can give you some benefits, but if you're looking to get the best results, it matters a lot which ones you pick. The olive oil industry is huge. You can tell by the number of olive oil brands you see at the grocery store, and you can bet they're not all made with the consumer in mind, and many brands may even cut customers one way or another to increase its profits. When Dr. Gundry came out with this realization, he was appalled. But some olive oils are so powerful, it may take a few tablespoons a week to see the incredible health benefits. So how can you tell between an olive oil that can help, that can be a health booster, and which one isn't up to par? In an effort to answer that question, Dr. Gundry has decided to take a stand and release his personal research and findings. The video has gone viral, and it's in its release, and it's important to see. So if you can start your benefit, so you can start benefiting from this naturally, starting now. Immediately, folks. You can watch the video right now by going to getoliveone.com/Nino or by clicking the link in the description box below. That's getoliveone.com/Nino or just click on the description box below. You know that all these products I talk about, I use. And every time, it's like the first time I read the commercial, I'm a little like shaky at it, a little, as you can tell. But that's it. It is. It's good. They're long. These scripts are long that they give me. GetOliveOne.com/Nino. Hit the link below, folks. Get it. Folks, everything that I put out here, I'm telling you, I try them. I love them. So there's so many people that send me products and things to push, and I don't go for it because I don't feel the benefits or I don't see the results, so I don't do it. Let's get into this. All right. So we have something very special for you today, folks. This is the collapse of... Well, I guess the dollar, correct? And the bankers, the banking system that have controlled it for the last 100 years, correct?
Correct.
All right, so I guess we're going to start a PowerPoint here. This is going to be a lot like the collapse of China, but it's the collapse of America. You sent me a PowerPoint presentation that I'm going to go ahead and put up here, folks. This is good stuff. He comes prepared. Boom. There it is. All right. The U.S. fiat dollar must be allowed to fall. So we gotta see the falling of the breaking of the old paradigm, the fall of the old system in order for the new system to be built and work. Correct, Larry?
Absolutely. You can't build a new house if you don't have a firm foundation. You got to tear the old house down first and rebuild from the scratch. And that's what we're going to be doing. Before we actually get into this, though, you and I did the fall of China last week. Maybe some people didn't see it, and maybe some people could use a refresher. So I jotted down a few notes here that's going to take the whole hour-long show we did and encapsulated it in about 60 seconds. Here are the things about China that I think are absolutely indicating it's definitely going to collapse. There are 80 million vacant homes in China. They're blowing up entire cities. There's a $60 trillion real estate bubble, the biggest real estate bubble the world's ever seen. There's 26.5 million defaulting real estate mortgages. International investment is down 56%. Exports are down 20%. Domestic buying is down. Trade is 30% of their GDP. Real estate is 24% of their GDP, and the stock market's falling. If you put those three together, it's probably over 60% of their entire GDP that is having catastrophic problems right now. And they've got a youth problem where there's a 20% unemployment. So if you put all those things together, those are the dynamics that make a nation either rise or fall. And every one of these is going against China right now. So China is absolutely going to fall, period. With that foundation laid, Nita, unless you got any questions or comments, we can jump into this.
Well, yeah. So from my understanding, what I've talked to with Juanito is that this old system comes down and the builder is going to be Mr. T. When he gets in, he'll be used as like the quote unquote builder to build a new system. Does that sound about right for you?
Absolutely. And he showed us when he was in last time, he had a little simple formula and he's going to repeat it on steroids this time. What did he do? He gave us back our oil, our energy. So we had plenty of energy and low gas prices. He put tariffs against China, which worked in our favor. He got us out of the intentionally losing NAFTA trade deals and put us into positive trade situation. He changed the regulations that kept corporations from bringing billions of dollars into the country because the taxes were so high. So money started to roll in. He undid regulations that allowed him to build our infrastructure so he can make way to build those factories. And there was more. He's got an absolutely planned out. And what happened? The economy went from 10,000 to 30,000. And what he's going to do next time is even going to be more phenomenal because he has now knows how to navigate Washington, and most of the people who are against him are going to be gone. So I've got a whole show on why, and of all the nations of the world, this took me weeks to put together, only America can restore the world from the chaos and financial collapse that's coming. Period. Now, and Donald Trump is the man to do it.
I've heard Juan has said it's inevitable. We are on a war path with China. We talked about that actually pretty extensively yesterday here in my room, and he was talking about no, you don't understand. We are going to pull the reins back in America. We are going to be the superpower again, monetarily in every which way, but we are on a direct war path with China. Does that make sense to you?
Well, we kind of discussed that last week. They're backed into a corner. They're like a lion in the bush that's wounded. If their economy is absolutely collapsing, they've seen this coming. They've been gearing up their military because they saw that there was no way they were going to take over America economically. So the only choice they had, if they wanted to be the world superpower, was to do it through a military victory.
And they're surrounding us right now, and people don't understand this. They're in South America. They've crossed the border. They're here. They're on the West Coast. I've heard submarines are over there. I've heard on the East Coast. I mean, they're up by Alaska. I mean, are you hearing the same thing that I am? That they're positioning themselves very well.
Yes,
when this confrontation occurs.
But there's a couple of things that the average person doesn't recognize. Those are submarines. Their submarine fleets are nuclear. But they have far more surface ships. They have more surface ships than we do, but they're diesel. And they don't have the bases that we have. So those ships are not going to get in this war. Their range is only 1,500 miles. And if Trump was giving us the right information when he teased us, he said Space Force would be our salvation. So I believe we have technology that will protect us. I believe we're going to be able to win any battle with China and win it decisively, but I think that's the only card they have left on the table to play, and they're going to play it. Absolutely.
Yep, I agree with you, and we can get into more deals on that details on that I would like to talk to you about on ninoscorner.tv. Hopefully we can do that video today if you're up for it, Larry.
I'm up for it.
Okay, so I
Go
should
on.
go to the next slide?
Yep.
Okay. Is there anything with this scan code you want to tell my audience?
Well, if you click on that, that'll take you to my website, and that'll link you directly to Amazon, where you can order the book. I've got a
Okay.
little slide later on that's going to tell you why you should buy that book. But for right now, just know that that'll take you there if you decide that you want to buy it.
Okay.
Let's go on. So as we get into this one, I want to give you another little overview. This is not just about China. It's not just about the United States. It's about the entire global financial system collapsing. So as China's going to fall, yes, America's going to fall, but also Japan is going to fall and Britain is going to fall. Those are the four superpower economies in the world. When that happens, then the entire global financial system is gone. And that's when we do what you were saying, we start over. That's when the foundation's been cleared and we can start in with a new economic system, not based on fiat currency, but based on God's commodity, based on gold, silver, wheat, oil, any commodity you can think of. So this slide tells you how the two superpowers are going to fall. Basically, we're going to have a collapse of the of Ch of BRICS because of the, I mean, of the United States because of BRICS. On June the 9th of this year, they decided that they were not going to renew the Saudi Arabia oil deal. That means the dollar's backed by nothing. It's not backed by gold. It's not backed by oil. It's just a promissory note. And we see that the dollar is inflating. It's just a matter of time. That domino has fallen. It cannot be retrieved. And when we get to China, the world has woken up and said, we cannot allow any one nation to so control our supply chain, because we had some instances a year, you couldn't get an iPhone, you couldn't get a car. So basically, the whole world is deglobalizing and de-dollarizing, and that's going to set the stage for the return of freedom to the world. So we can go on anytime you want. Please chime in anytime you want. I know
And
you're a
I mean,
wealth
but
of
people need to
knowledge.
understand we did a presentation on how China has already collapsed.
Right. But people don't know it. It hasn't been put out there. But economically, yes, they are already collapsed.
Well, I it's on you've seen it. I put it on ninoscorner.tv and it's up on Rumble right now as well.
Okay. So this basically, just for those who don't know what BRICS is, it's Brazil, Russia, India, China, and South Africa who got together and said, we need to have a sovereign nation. And to do that, we have to get out from under the US dollar and its manipulation. And that's what happened on June the 9th. And now it's not just those five nations, there are a host of nations that are joining BRICS. And I'll just ask you a question. If you're the leader of a nation and you have a choice, do you want to buy your internationally traded goods in a dollar that's backed by nothing but a promissory note and that is highly inflating? Or do you want to buy what you're going to buy based upon commodities that cannot be manipulated and controlled? The die is
Yeah.
cast. The world economic system is going to fall, period.
Right, and that's I've been told to stock up in gold and silver, so that you're taken care of on the other side of this thing. Does that obviously makes a lot of sense to you, correct?
Absolutely. And I've got a slide in here that's going to give people a little bit more information than that, but absolutely, that's one of the key things you want to do. All right, so this is just to give you a little bit of an understanding of how big this is going to be. This collapse is not going to be like any other collapse. They've all been controlled implosions. This is going to be unbelievable. So I want to run you through the history of how the two major collapses in our lifetime has happened. It's a mathematical formula. They increased the money supply. So in 29, they increased the money supply 62%. And then they have to target you at a specific targeted market. So in that instance, it was the emerging stock market. And they got people into the stock market, and you've got a leverage. So they leveraged it because you could buy stocks with 10% down. Now the trap's been set, and all they have to do is come in at a day of their choice and call in those margin calls, and bam, you have a world-class economic collapse. Now you go to 08, and it was same formula, but different tells. You see different things. So they created the subprime marketplace. By what they did is they focused us after 9/11. We had already lost a significant portion of our control of manufacturing to China, and then our stock market fell on the day of 9/11. So the only engine that's left was real estate. So they've targeted us at real estate. They gave us 0 to 1% interest rates. They let you buy a home for the first time in the history of the world, no money down, no income verification. Now, there's got to be a trigger to your trap, right? What was that trigger? I sold real estate for 12 years and finally had my own real estate company, so I know what I'm talking about. What they did is if you were not a conventional mortgage, 20% down, you weren't given a 30-year mortgage. You were given an ARM, and that ARM typically refinances at 3 years, and then the interest rate can go through the ceiling. So they knew exactly what they were doing. They had their trigger. That 3-year period comes, and bam, the market collapses catastrophically. Now, what's the third one, the one that we're facing, going to be like? Like nothing you've ever seen. It's going to be 10 times, maybe 100 times greater than that. It's not a controlled collapse, where what they did in 29 is they then went back and they bought controlling interest of major corporations. So all they had to do is bring those stocks down to 10%. The market over a 3-year period fell 90%. And so what happened is once that collapse had happened, they went back in and bought the controlling interest of almost every corporation in America. And then there was a change in the policies of those corporations, and they became puppeted. And then the housing collapse, they would, Fannie and Freddie are the people that you deal with when you're dealing with a crisis like that. So the government actually owned most of those properties that were defaulted on. And so then they come back in and buy them back again. So they bring the market down.
So orchestrated, it was orchestrated and engineered.
Yes.
These they make implosions. Money as
the bubble goes up, then they pop it, and then they buy back the very assets that they made money on in the first place.
And that's why this is so important, because the financial reset is engineered so that everyone goes on this universal income. Everyone's on the same health care. They control everything.
Absolutely.
What they're planning.
Yes, but this time it's not going to work, because it's going to be a total collapse. So what we're going to see is let's go back. For those who follow, Japan barely avoided a default about 6 months ago. They had to sell off a whole bunch of T-bills in order to avoid that default. The same thing happened in that same general time frame with Britain. So basically, entire governments around the world, because the debt is so big. So let me put this in perspective. Instead of 62% increase, every nation in the world was providing stimulus checks. And what that meant is, let's take the United States, because I don't have statistics for every nation in the world. We printed more money during that period that we had printed in over a 100-year history of the United States. That means this thing is gigantically bigger than either one of the two collapses that I talked about. So it's not going to be a controlled collapse. It's going to be an absolute demolition derby. Entire nations like Japan, like China, like Britain, like the United States are going to economically collapse. And entire blue chip corporations are going to also fall. Yes, Nino.
So this has to happen, I would imagine. They're probably going to artificially keep it going, probably before they're going to try to keep this going. We've always said this should happen on Biden's watch, mm-hmm. or on Kamala's watch. They're probably going to plan to do this within the next 6 months, correct?
I think that's the strategy. That's what I think I see, is they don't want to lay this on Trump. They want to lay it on the previous administration.
But I've been told that this could happen. Probably this could very well happen during the pause. And people know that if you're on ninoscorner.tv, you know exactly what I'm talking about when I say the pause that's coming. Larry, you know exactly what I'm talking about. Mm-hmm. But let's get to the next slide.
So for those who don't know, and to give credibility to the things I say, I try to bring in as much factual information as I can. So I want to explain to you how they're setting up for the next collapse, the one that's imminent that Nino's talking about. They've been setting this stuff up for years. So here's what they've done. And most of it was implemented during the last pause we had. So basically, deposits on your banking accounts, you don't know it. Most people don't know it. But the minute you put that money in the bank, you no longer own it. It's controlled by the bank. And the Dobbs-Bill Act said, we're not going to have bailouts anymore. But wait a minute, folks. If you paid attention, remember Silicon Valley about a year ago? Bam. What did they do? They bailed them out. So they lie. That's the bottom line. And then they've got something called bail-ins. And that is hideous. And that was basically forecast by the Dodd-Bill Act, where they said, well, next time around, we're not going to do bailouts, but we're going to do bail-ins. And that is heinous. that is a situation where they say, well, you know, we're in trouble. And for the best interest of the American people, we're going to do the following. Anybody who's got over $250,000 in the bank, that's forfeit, because the FDIC only controls, only guarantees your deposits up to $250,000. So let's think about that. The average person doesn't have that, but who did they hit over the course of the last few years? Middle America and middle-sized corporations. Those corporations have to keep that amount of money in the bank to pay their ongoing expenses. So it's going to be devastating to the middle-class corporations and to the benefit of the major corporations, because guess what? Their money spread out all over the world and bank accounts everywhere. And then,
so
here's another
little secret.
People are
going to see their savings, their retirement just wiped.
Yes. Ugh. If you don't put it in the right places, and we can talk about that either at the end of this show or at another show. And here's another little thing that people don't know. The FDIC, oh, you remember that the central banking system is privately owned, right? Well, the insurance company that insures them is owned by the same people. It's also privately owned. And did you know that they only hold 1% in reserve of all the trillions that they guarantee? So that's why when we had the collapse in 08, we had to pass a separate piece of legislation to agree to pay $700 billion bailout, because guess what? The FDIC didn't have the money. And that was a small collapse compared to what's coming, folks. So this is going to be catastrophic. But I don't want you to get too concerned. As we go through this, I always give you things at the end that show you that provisions have been made to take care of the American people. This, in my opinion, is being controlled by God and by his people. Let's go on. So this tells you a little bit more real quick about a very complicated subject, the banking industry. So basically, we had unmanageable debt. So basically, that's where all that debt came. And then they did something else that most people don't know. We had the 10%, the fractional reserve system in the banking system required that the bankers keep 10% on reserve for withdrawal crises. Well, they said, well, we're in a crisis, and so we're going to waive that. And as far as I know, they never removed it. So the banks, at their discretion, can determine how much they're going to keep in reserve. It could be from 0 to 10%. So they're setting it up. So when the crisis hits, banks by the droves are going to collapse. And all they have to
A lot of the small banks are going to be gobbled up by the bigger banks, correct? That's going to be the first step.
Yes. But some of those big banks are going to fail as well, because this is going to be catastrophic. They're going to lose control. And so basically, what's the trigger? Remember, there's always a trigger. So the trigger has already been launched. It came in two forms. It came in the fact that we started having rate hikes after telling the banks for years, we are going to keep the interest rates low for the foreseeable future for years to come. Then all of a sudden, the Fed starts creating rate hikes. And then the debt bubble is not able to be maintained by individuals or corporations because they borrowed to the max. And all of a sudden now that's costing them a lot more. So all this is set up and orchestrated. It's a plan. It's absolutely not happening by accident. And if they tell you, oh, we got caught with our pants down, go back and think about the stimulus. Bush told us that if you don't sign the stimulus bill over the weekend, I'm going to put the National Guard out. And what do they drop on the table? A 2,000-page document that they want us to believe what? They wrote over a weekend? No, it's all planned, all orchestrated, folks. So that's what I'm trying to get across here. Let's go on.
Who has time to read 2,000 pages, anybody? And during a window of what, a day, is it? They have deadlines to read this stuff. It's ridiculous.
You know, it's even worse than that. Here's what happened. I mean, I've been at this for 56 years. I follow it constantly. So the Congress passed a bipartisan bill, the Patriot Act, and they were ready to sign it. At 3:45 in the morning, that bill was pulled and a new bill was laid on Congress's desk to sign. They signed it and they never read it. And what it did is it had some heinous clauses in it that take us all the way back and mirror what happened that brought into power through what was called the Enabling Act when they burnt down the Reichstag and declared an emergency. When we have an emergency now, it is set to be catastrophic. Now, this is the first ray of sunshine, perhaps, here. Basically, we're going to unravel the system. So currency and stock market manipulation, we're going to get a handle on it. So basically, we're going to have a debt-free currency, commodity-based. That means no inflation, no deflation, no boom-bust cycles, no wage suppression, no illegal taxes, no property confiscation. All the things that were imposed upon us that are legal are going to be taken away. And how are we going to do it? Simply by going to a commodity-based system that cannot be manipulated. Now, this next part I have to give a caveat to. The money that I've made in my life has all been made in real estate. I don't know much about the stock market. However, I have a friend who knows a lot about the stock market and has made a fortune in it. And so he and I had a very long conversation recently, and this information is coming from his brain pool, not mine. So now we're going to the stock market, and we're seeing that it's all basically a roulette wheel. Basically, what they do, doesn't matter if your company's making money, you've got to make a prediction for what the next quarter is going to be. And if you don't get your earnings prediction, even though you made money, your stock's going to fall. So it's a system that allows puts and calls and leverages that makes it manipulated in many ways that you can't even imagine. Is there a solution to that? You bet your bippy there is. There is a solution, and they're always simple things. So we have a system that is based on earnings, growth, and dividends. So you buy your stocks based upon a company that consistently has high earnings, that is consistently growing, and that is paying dividends so that if you get enough stock, you can live off of it. That takes the manipulation out of the currency market and out of the stock market, and that is going to be the basis for our new economic system, period. It's so simple, folks, it's not funny. What God told me when I had my near-death experience is because of the knowledge that I would have, I would be able to see things from a 60,000-foot view and take the complication, that things that people can't understand because they don't have enough data, and make it simple. So this is what's coming. Everything that can be shaken is going to be shaken. The global monetary system is going to collapse. Banks will go under by the droves. Blue chip corporations under by the droves. Global stock market worldwide will collapse. Entire nations will default and collapse. And the real estate market is going to collapse. It's going to be a little different than last time. Last time, the segment of the real estate market that took the biggest hit was in residential because of those arms that they had. This time, they don't have those out there in the residential sector. However, in the commercial market, as the economy slowed down and as we're able to work from home, even after we opened back up, those corporate centers don't have anywhere near the number of people they had because many people are choosing to work from home. So we have a huge amount of vacant commercial real estate. So the commercial real estate market.
Can I say something? I'm here in LA. I'm here in LA. And from what I've seen, just walking around, four lease, condemned. I've never seen anything like this in my life. The last time I was in California, I didn't see it like this. I was on Sunset. Sunset used to be shaking and moving. It used to be prospering. Now it's for lease. I mean, everything is just vacant. I've never seen anything like this. It's already to a point that it's just going to, when this collapse occurs, I mean, the remaining businesses are going to be gone. I mean, they're barely holding on.
Yep. And there's another factor. Remember, it's all planned. Look at Amazon and the amazing growth of Amazon. What did that do? That took the brick and mortar businesses and started taking them out. So now if you add that to what you were just discussing, boom, absolute total catastrophic collapse, folks.
So they want That's us all, they want us all basically, and they want us in our little house, in our little cubicle, driving our little energy conserving car, 15 minutes to each place. They want us to be segregated into these little, correct? I mean, that's the plan, is to have everything in your reach. And then if you go too far, your car can turn off. It'll be a life of real slavery. That's what they're aiming for here. All right. I got to be vague on that because it is fluff tube. All right.
I'm going to make a comment too that I want to be vague on. So I'm just going to tell you, if you really want to know what the real end game is, go look and read what it says. That's as far as I'll go.
They got blown to smithereens recently.
You know, but you can still find pictures of it on the internet. So right. It's there. So this is the first breath of fresh air we've got in this whole presentation. As all of this collapses, we're going to go back to our Constitution. We're going to go back to the economic system we had. America was originally run on nothing but a sales tax, period. There was no federal income tax. There were no property taxes that could take your home with take rights. And so all of these taxes are going to go away. Income tax, capital gains tax, social security tax, property tax, sales tax, usury tax. There's a long list. Inheritance tax, excise tax, mortgage interest, credit card usury, and more. And what are we going to get? All of these taxes will go away and the slavery system will end and we'll go to a commodity-backed system and we'll have simply a simple sales tax to run this country because our debt burden will have been relieved.
What about all the money returned?
I try to be careful. Claims that that's going to happen, and I hope it does. I've got a slide, but I don't want to overpromise. I'd rather underpromise and overperform. So I think it's going to happen. I hope it's going to happen, but I'm not willing to state it emphatically. Shall we go on? Comments?
Yep. No, I'm good.
All right. So here's my little mini commercial. If you're interested in buying this book, here's what you're going to get. It is the true history of America and who is the enemy. You have to know that in order to win peace of mind and financial solvency for your family. So what the end game is of the enemy, you're going to learn that. How they have divided and enslaved us, you'll learn that. How to take back our freedom and keep it, that's as a nation. How to make America great again, because when this happens, we're going to need to know how we lost our freedom, how we get it back, and how we keep it. And then the last thing is, please, don't let them put you in fear. They want to put us in fear because that causes us to freeze like deer in a headlight. We're going to win, period. Let's go on. So now I'm just going to kind of summarize what we've been talking about. So the global supply chain must be stripped away from China so that falls. The dollar must be stripped away from the U.S. Commodity-based economic system must be implemented. We must deglobalize. And we must share technology, because when we share technology, we're not dependent on a single source for anything coming in terms of finished goods. And then we must, they keep talking about sustainable resources. Well, think about this. If products are made to fall apart in 6 months, that's a tremendous waste of our resources. We have the ability to make products that will literally last forever. Nino, comments?
Not right now, no.
Okay, let's go on then. So this is something you said you didn't know much about. So I'll kind of give you the skinny on it. Chevron, of course, is an oil company. And what happened is there was a case that was decided many, many years ago. And here's what it basically said. Congress writes a law. And the law is usually 2,000 pages or more, right? And so it's obviously going to have some ambiguity in it. So whenever that happens, then they say, well, Congress didn't really write it. The unelected bureaucrats for the corporations wrote it. So we have to go to the experts to get it interpreted. And then they go over to the experts, and the experts are allowed to write a regulation. And the regulation has the weight of law. So all of a sudden, Congress is irrelevant. The corporation is controlling what's in that bill, not Congress. Congress is irrelevant. The courts are irrelevant. And so they analyze it, and they say, oh, well, that technology is a threat to our national security. So we have to suppress it. But now this law says, not anymore. It completely reverses. It gives power back to the people. It goes back to Congress. It goes back to the courts. And here's what they were doing to you. If there was any technology that came out that threatened the largest financial asset that the global financial elite had, it was suppressed. And what is that? Energy. A technological society cannot function without energy. So any technology that threatened their control of oil, of coal, of natural gas, and the grid, they basically suppressed that technology. When Trump said we're going to have free energy, that's what he's talking about. When Kim Clements said free energy, that's what God showed him. We're going to get access under Nassara to potentially as much as 6,000 suppressed patents. This is the legal mechanism for us to get that access. Nino, you got comments or questions on that?
No, this is just amazing. And I know that now, from my understanding, that this isn't going to happen in just one day. I've heard that this is going to be a correction that takes many years.
Yes, what they have to do, this just sets the legal precedence for challenging all of these regulations. When Trump was in, every time that a new regulation was put in place. He took two out. So he'll be coming in and taking regulations out. But in certain instances where we're really challenging the financial income of major corporations, there'll have to be lawsuits. But what this does is sets the legal precedent and gives us a mechanism to get access to those technologies. And then let's take it one step further. If we had had these technologies, and I'll just go to one category, free energy, there's a half a dozen different ways where patents have been shelved where we can get totally free energy. If in 1921, Nikola Tesla had an automobile that ran without gasoline, it ran on free energy. If we had had that now, we would have gone from the Pony Express to an automobile that ran without gas and oil, a seamless transmission. But now the energy industry is hundreds of trillions of dollars affecting multitudes of corporations. We can't go in and tear that down in a day. We have to gradually allow a process of probably decades to move and transition from that into free energy. We'll take free energy and put it into the most significant places first. And then good news for the nations of the world that have massive resources but are poverty stricken, like Africa. They're not going to have the same problems we have. They're not going to have the grid that we have. They're going to be able to go in and implement free energy technology much faster than us. That's going to bring their standard of living up. And the whole world over this process of time is going to be equalized and elevated to condition of its, in terms of the standard of living. And that's going to bring peace and prosperity to the world like people can't imagine. Comments, Nino?
No, that's amazing.
All right. So basically, I want to read a quote from Nikola Tesla, and then I want to talk about, hey, are there any drawbacks to free energy? Nikola Tesla says, energy is everywhere, present in unlimited quantities, and can drive the world's machinery, listen, without the need for coal, oil, gas, or any other common fuels. And folks, I want to take you down to that part that's in the pink. And I want to tell you that when that's happened, we've already lost the Fed. It's gone. We've already got control of our corporations. We've got control of our governments. But now there's a little box with a big bow on it sitting there waiting for people. And most of them don't understand how big a present they're going to get as a result of this. My son works in the logistics field. So he and I talk a lot. I understand logistics. I'm going to give you a logistics analysis of the manufacture of a car with free energy, not with normal fossil fuels. So you go to a strip mine and you got this giant crane and it picks, scoops up 10 tons of ore at a time, all run by diesel, drops it in a giant truck that it runs by diesel, takes it over to the smelting plant, which now has to smelt it to 4,500 degrees, run by coal most generally. Then it's shipped out in the instance of a car to generally about 120 locations to be manufactured into the components for that automobile, all being shipped by train, by boat, by trucks, all using diesel, right? And then they get it and they have to reassemble it. So now it's shipped from those 120 locations to the assembly plants all over the world. And then it's shipped from there to the places where it's going to be sold. And then the millions of people who buy it, pick it up and drive it home. If you look at that analysis, it will apply to every single commodity made on the face of this earth. And the cost of every item made, the principal most expensive component is energy. If we have free energy, the cost of every consumer good for the rest of your life, depending on how complicated it is, will drop 20, 30, 40, 50, 60, maybe even 70%. That is the gift that's waiting for you with a great big bow on it when we get free energy. It's non-polluting. It lasts forever. It will free mankind, and it is self-perpetuating. It renews itself forever. We will go from a world of lack to a world of plenty, and we will go from a world of slavery to a world of freedom, period.
Wow.
Comments, Dino?
No, I'm listening intently. Here we go. Comment actually, yeah, because Mr. T, and I'm going to say Mr. T, everyone knows who I'm talking about, Mr. T, mm-hmm. They have something to do with Tesla, don't they? Didn't his uncle come in? I guess he has some important documents from Tesla that they confiscated or took over, or something happened that they know about the technologies, correct?
Yes, basically, when Tesla died, the FBI came in and took all the files that he had, And his uncle, Trump's uncle, was a scientist, and he was charged with reviewing them. And so basically, when Trump says we're going to have free energy, he knows what he's talking
That's what
about. A
he's
family
talking about.
member has undoubtedly told him. And when we look at people talk about, and anybody who doesn't be true, I want to take you back. I
Yeah,
think it
but don't
was,
talk about that here on YouTube.
okay. All right. So at any rate, we'll go on.
All right. All right.
So anyway, basically, I got to reconvene my thoughts here. So we'll have 100% non-polluting energy. It's not a myth. And here's, I'm going to read this next part. If we stand united and demand free energy, we can have a paradigm shift from lack, hoarding, and division to an economic system that frees us. Unity, peace, and prosperity will be the outcome. And I want to punctuate this. This is very important because, as Nino pointed out, we're not going to make this transition in 6 months, in a year, or even 10 years. This is decades long. So we need to start on this process now because it's going to take a very long time to implement it. So now is the time, folks. There is urgency. Comments, go on, Nino, please.
There we go. XRP, actually, yeah, I'm very. So I am investing in XRP right now as well, and that's prob well, that's probably the correct way to go, right?
Well, remember, I had a near-death experience, and since then, God talks to me. 2 years ago, I didn't even know what crypto was. As far as I was concerned, it was just a giant Ponzi scheme. God woke me up one morning and said, "For all those who are my chosen people, there is a gift waiting for you at the door, another box with a big bow on it. I am going to give you an opportunity to invest what will become the new world's reserve currency. Never in the history of man has the private sector been able to invest in it." So I want you to think about this. If the fiat system is gone and we're on a commodity system, let me ask you a question, Nino. You want to go out and buy a loaf of bread, and you've got a silver coin over here, and you got a gold coin over here, and you're going to go buy a loaf of bread. How are you going to do that? Are you going to give
Well,
them a
yeah,
silver coin worth several hundred dollars or a
no,
gold
you
coin
can't.
worth
Yeah,
thousands?
you're right. You're right.
This is the answer. You have to have this. When I had my near-death experience in 68, God showed me everything that was going to happen from then till now and beyond. And he said, "I will, at the appropriate time, provide the mechanism for people to have this freedom and prosperity, but it will depend on a new technology. That new technology is the supercomputer,
And
the new technology."
this is Ripple, correct?
Yes, XRP and Ripple, one is the corporation and the other is the token. And here's
So
what you need.
why does a WEF have this on their website?
Well, I don't know that I can answer that without causing you a problem with your viewership.
Okay,
So
okay, all
I
right,
know,
all
but
right.
I don't think I should answer that.
Okay. We'll talk about it on Dot TV. Go ahead.
Okay.
All
All
right,
right.
sorry. I stumped you. I got you a little. All right, let's go.
Okay, so here we go. So here's why this is important. If Nina wants to go out and buy that loaf of bread, he has to be able to buy it with a commodity that can be broken down to the smallest fraction humanly possible. That's what XRP does. XRP allows you to take anything in the world, a piece of real estate, a piece of valuable art, a house, anything, and digitally break it down to the smallest possible component. So you can use it to transact, to write smart contracts, to buy anything. You can't function in a commodity-based market unless you can fractionalize it. How are you going to handle the sale of a whole barge load of coal or a barge load of wheat or whatever? You've got to have this digital currency in order to happen. And now it scares a lot of people. But Trump said, "When I come back in, we're going to go to this, but we're not going to go to a central bank digital currency. XRP is decentralized. And as long as it remains that way, it will bring peace and prosperity." If we go deep enough into the Bible, we get to the book of Revelation, the beast system will take this over, this technology over. But right now, God is
Okay,
saying,
then
"I'm going to give peace and prosperity."
that would be answering my question for about why it was on the site, correct?
Right. All right. So now, basically, we're just going to kind of recapsulate a bit. So if we go on to a deglobalization, no more inflation, no deflation, no devaluation, no orchestrated financial collapses, no orchestrated supply shortages, no wage suppression, no suppression of technology. The truth will come out and we will get freedom. We'll no longer be part of the captives of the world. That's what God is bringing to the world right now. Freedom. Freedom, peace, and prosperity. The likes of which we've never seen. And here's how it's all going to happen. They control us by controlling money. And with money, what do you do with it? You buy power. And most people in the world are for sale. If you give them what they want, it can be fame, it can be money, whatever it is. So they take their money and their influence and they buy power and they take over what I call the eight spheres of influence. That's the education system, that's the schools, that's the media, that's the banks, that's the politicians, that's the corporations, that's the military industrial complex. And they buy power and influence in each one of those institutions and control us. Pardon me?
Churches.
Yes, churches too. So what happens is when they lose their money, they lose their power. They lose the ability to blackmail people. They lose the ability to buy politicians. They lose the ability to even go so far as to have people assassinated. And what that happens is then people say, ah, it's safe. I can come out. I'm a whistleblower. And we're going to have droves of whistleblowers come out. And what God showed me a long time ago is my assignment. He said, I would not come out until the absolute end, because the truth that I was told would be so profound that people just couldn't handle it until they could see it actually happening. And so what we're going to see is a complete collapse, which is what I've been talking about. And we're going to get absolute freedom. And basically all the nations of the world will collapse. And America will be God's covenant nation that will restore the world to a period of peace and prosperity. And so that's what's going to happen. The whistleblowers come out, and what God showed me is my people perish for lack of knowledge, and the truth will set the people free. So when those whistleblowers come out, we're going to do exactly what India did. We fought a revolutionary war to get our freedom. India rallied around Gandhi. We've got Trump. If we do the same thing India did, here's our freedom. India said, we're not going to participate in the economic system of England anymore. We're going to have rolling strikes and blackouts, and we're going to break them economically. And bam, they got their independence. Once we really know what's been done, America is going to stand united. We are many, they are few. They will fall. We will win. Good news, period. We can go on anytime, you know. So this is what we were alluding to before, which is Nisara. And God always, he doesn't gamble with people's lives. He has a foreshadow earlier on that we can look at that says, hey, what's coming is absolutely casting concrete. It's ironclad. That's why that slab behind you is concrete. So what we had is we had a country that was run by one tax, a simple sales tax. There was no property tax, none of that. And then we had a period of 34 years where America, the youngest nation in the world, surpassed England, that had a 300-year head start. And here's what we did. And think about what I told you about what Trump did to restore and take our stock market from 10,000 to 30. Very similar. This was called the American economic system. We invented the Transcontinental Railroad, shared it with the world, didn't hoard it. We invented the Industrial Revolution, shared it with the world. We put a 50% tax on England so that people couldn't in America couldn't afford to buy their products, causing that innovation pool to happen in America. And voila, on our 100th year anniversary, we had a centennial event in America, and some, I think it was 9 or 10 million people came, and they announced at that event, America, the youngest nation in the world, is now the richest nation in the world. We're going to go back to that, to our founding, and to what happened at that centennial celebration. The Fed will be gone. The IRS will be gone. We'll have a global commodity system that's based on commodities. Our debt will in large part be forgiven. We'll be functioning on sales tax only. And you can, I'll let the people read it. But in the bottom, I'm going to skip over the big, big, big one is because of the Chevron deal, we're going to get access to 6,000 shelf patents. And so moving on, the enemy will be forced to submit. Trump says, we have it all. And we're going to find out that he does when those whistleblowers come in. And then they did the capitulation tour, which I can't give you a document, but I can show you some slides that would be pretty convincing to say he went around the major corporations all over the world, laid down just what he said, reams of information, and said, I have every crime that you've committed. You will submit to me. And basically, we think America doesn't have any gold. I got news for you. We got a lot of gold. We are
right.
going to go on the
And
BRICS
black
system.
gold too.
Yes. Yes. Well, actually, more oil than any other nation in the world. So basically, we have the money. We will go on BRICS at the appropriate time. America is not going to fall. An unprecedented number of world leaders have stepped down, and you'll see that in a minute. 180 CEOs have stepped down, forced to step down. And basically,
I thought it was more than that.
Well, that was in 2024 alone.
Okay, wow.
There were
okay.
many more before that. So,
I know
yes,
in the last
right.
4 years, I think
yes,
it's in
I should have stipulated that more specifically. Sorry, Nino.
Okay.
So let's go on. So basically, it's all changing, folks. So I'm going to give you just a glimpse of the capitulation.
You kind of have to be vague here if you can.
Okay. Let's go on.
Okay.
So basically, he went to England. He went to Saudi Arabia. He went to China. He went to Russia. And things happened that led us to believe that those people were now all of a sudden on our side, that they had switched
you
sides
know,
for
the,
whatever
reasons. The one where he's walking in front of the queen, you would never, ever, ever see that. And then him holding the swords, all of it has just been the Forbidden City. I mean, oh, wow. Such massive comms.
Yep. Now, I didn't put in about a half of these here because I wanted to be somewhat brief. Let's go to the next one. And I'll let you make the comments. So there you see what happens. I can comment on them if you want to, but let's let you do it.
Well, for YouTube purposes, I'd rather people read them.
Okay.
So that it just keeps it a little safer. So, but this was a big one too. Argentina's insult when he just walked away, walking in front of the France right here. 350 planes of gold. Look at the face on the Pope.
Actually,
right
you
here.
Know, that's a typo. That's supposed to be 650. Sorry,
oh, you're
I just
right.
caught
you're
that.
Right, actually, you're right. You're right. Yep. I've also heard from Jim Willie that in the Philippines there's massive amounts of gold as well. But these are not validated by me, or I can't say that it's the truth. I just, this is what I'm hearing. Yeah, this is all, it all speaks
They're
for
tells
itself.
Is what they are.
Right. So you could just read that yourself, folks. Take a moment, and I'll go to the next. Are you ready?
All right. So supposedly what happened is England, the Vatican, the World Bank, the IMF, the G7, NATO, G20, the Fed, China, all changed sides. That's as much as I'll say, and we'll leave the rest of it to you to do your own research. And then we go down to Trump and what Trump was able to do. So how Trump is going to restore the economy is based on what he did when he first came in. So it was very simple. This is a simple formula, folks. He gave us access to our oil, gas, and steel. What's this current administration done? The opposite. He imposed tariffs on China. What's this administration done? The opposite. He cut taxes on offshore holdings so that people would have money to come in and build factories. This administration has done the opposite. He negotiated fair trade deals by taking us out of NAFTA and putting us into new trade deals that were profitable. And he closed the border, and voila. Believe it or not, America prospered, went from 10,000 to 30,000, and now we're set up and queued up for that collapse that I talked about. But Trump has got that formula and more in his back pocket, and when he comes back in, America will rebound so fast it'll make your head swim. So I'll just leave the rest of that for people to read themselves. And then so basically, I'm more recapping. We're almost done here. America will be greater than ever. That's what Trump says, greater than ever. So how is he going to do that? We'll have energy independence. We'll get back much of the trade that we've lost. We'll have economic prowess. The world will basically look at us and respect us again. And basically, we'll have freedom of speech and religion and unity, patriotism, and pride. We'll get back because I have a whole presentation that says restoring a nation is not just about restoring the economy. It's about restoring the family and the whole value system that made America great in the first place. So that's going to come as well. So with that, Nino, I'll let you make comments or we can go on.
Let's go on.
We're almost done. So here's the thumbnail explanation of what's going to happen when Trump comes back. We're going to get back control of our natural resources, the manufacturing, our trade. That converts into money that allows us to control the spheres of influence that we talked about. And those spheres of influence are the family, religion, education, media, entertainment, politics, economy, and the military industrial complex. And then that results in reinstating our patriotism, our Christian and family values, because we take over the spheres of influence that control our morality. And voila, America is now prosperous and leading the world out of a catastrophic financial collapse into a period of peace and prosperity, the likes of which the world's never seen. So with that, there's the QR code. If you're interested in buying the book, you can click on that. And that's it. We don't need to go to that next slide, Nino. We're done. So wrap up, ask any comments, questions you want, make any comments.
Yeah, well, actually, my audience, you could put all the comments you want down below. I'm very impressed with your presentations. I mean, they're amazing. I mean, you do a lot of research and you put them together perfectly. So I would just like to say thank you for coming on my program and doing this for me. We have another one coming up pretty soon. There's going to be a series of these, correct?
If you're willing, I've got them.
Yeah, I'm definitely willing. And so stay with me. Where can people find you, Larry?
LarryBallard.com.
What is it?
And LarryBallard.com. That's my website. And I will say, I'm just beginning to populate it. It's been out there for quite a while, but I'm not a techie. But finally, I got some volunteers to help me, and we're going to be spiffing up the website. We're going to be posting videos that I've done and comments that people who've watched the shows have done. But you can go there and buy the book. The only place the book is available is on Amazon. And I want to tell you a quick, miraculous story about that. God said, when you go out, you're going to be going against some powerful people. I tried to get this book published with every major publisher in the world, and they all said no. And then I got a phone call from one of the companies that had turned me down. And I said, what are you guys calling for? You already said no. And this was a lady who worked for them. And I'm not going to name their names, but basically what she says, I read your book when it came through for our company. It's a phenomenal book. She said, you're never going to publish it. They're never going to allow you to publish it because you told too much of the truth. And so right. What she said was, I'm leaving that company, and I have a small chain of Christian bookstores, and God told me that if I would publish your book for nothing, teach you how to publish subsequent books yourself, that God would bless me. So this book was published through a God-ordained appointment where a woman from one of the major publishing houses in the world stepped out and did this for me. And now she's taught me how to do it. And there's a second book that I'm holding until the financial collapse comes. And this one is called Liberty Crusade, to Fight to Save the Free World. The next one, and it's ready to go as soon as this collapse happens, is Liberty Crusade, Restoring the Republic. So that is how we get it back and keep it after it's lost.
So, all right. So this next segment that we'll do is going to be about the new system, what it's going to look like, and restoring the Republic.
Well, the new book is about that. I've got 16 programs that are currently completed and done. You and I offline can go through that and decide what you want to do next.
Perfect.
But we're going to at some point transition where we will end the talk about all this collapse. And when the new book comes out, we'll be talking about restoring America. How do we restore it and keep it? That's going to be very important. So what we have to know, what God has given me, I have to be able to show people how we lost our freedom, how we get it back, how we keep it. And that's very important. That's a three-step process. That second part is that book. And then there's a third book that God gave me that's probably a year out. It's done as well. And it is how we get back control of the Bible and back control of our morality. It's called Liberty Crusade, Restoring the Power of the Bible. So God's queued me up. I'm ready to go. I got material for you for a long time to come.
Yeah, well, let's do another one, but next week then. Let's get
all right,
this
we'll do it.
So, all right, Larry, thank you so much for joining me.
No, Nito, thank you.